most of you know at this point that Father Brent Crow and I were really good friends. And our friendship really, we became kind of best friends while we were at Mount Angel, that time that we had together for 2 years before I went off to Rome. And he, him and I, you know, we shared a lot of things in common. We used to walk and pray our rosary together. And I always kind of laugh because there was just a very human side to both of us that, you know, when you forgot a part of the creed, you know, you kind of laughed at the other person, or just these kind of mistakes that you made from just being human. And so I thought I would give Father Brent tribute and homage today by, there's a whole lot of movies in this homily. And so there, and many of them are movies that we both really liked together and that we shared in common. And so this is my homage to Father Brent today. Fear is a crazy thing, and it can paralyze us. It can feel like it has power over us, like literally like it's kind of gripping onto us. But sometimes we have moments of courageousness where we're fed up, you know, tired of being scared. And so this made me think of Kevin McAllister from the movie Home Alone. I'm sure many of you have seen it. Kevin has been accidentally left at home by his family, and he's home for a few days when he realized that two thieves intend to rob his house. And while he's home alone, he has to confront all sorts of fears of all different types by being alone. In a moment where he's fed up, he finally steps outside his house, stands on the porch, and yells, "Hey, I'm not afraid anymore. I said, I'm not afraid anymore. Do you hear me? I'm not afraid anymore." Maybe you've had a moment like this, where you've reached your limit and you finally courageously shout, "I'm not afraid anymore," just like Kevin McAllister. But then in that very next moment, Kevin sees his scary neighbor and runs back into the house screaming like a maniac. Perhaps you've also had a moment like this. There are moments like that throughout our entire lives where we go back and forth between moments of courageousness and fear. In these times, we can get frustrated with God or angry at him. And when things are not going our way, it seems like all of that turbulence agitates us all the more. And many of you have probably also seen the movie Forrest Gump, that has kind of a plot too complicated for me to explain here, so I won't even try. But in one poignant scene, Forrest Gump, played by Tom Hanks, is on a shrimping boat that he just purchased, and he's trying to catch shrimp with his Lieutenant Dan, which he fought with in Vietnam. And so Lieutenant Dan is angry because he's lost both of his legs just below the knee in Vietnam. And so he's kind of in a war with God. And after repeatedly not being able to catch any shrimp, Lieutenant Dan says to Forrest, and you know, pardon this next part, "Where the hell is this God of yours?" And then Forrest responds, "It's funny Lieutenant Dan said that, because right then, God showed up." And at that moment, a giant hurricane blows through with driving rains, high winds, lightning, and thunder. As Lieutenant Dan yells to the sky, "You'll never sink this boat." But then Forrest, on the other hand, says, "Now me, I was scared, but Lieutenant Dan, he was mad." In life, there's just so many storms. We see that in the gospel. We see that in the situation in Forrest Gump. And there's so much turmoil that we just don't feel like God is close to us because we get distracted by the storm itself. And in our anger, we can't seem to see him operating in our life. This happened to St. Peter. It happened to him often. And recall this scene where Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren." And Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Then Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you three times deny that you know me." This is the fickle nature of our sin and our pride. St. Peter is just like another example that we all know well, or at least you should if Father Brent was here for 2 years. St. Peter and Luke Skywalker have a lot in common. In Empire Strikes Back, Luke is inside Yoda's hut, and he's trying to convince him that he can be a Jedi. And Yoda kind of chides him, saying, you're too focused on the future, and you can't really even focus on this present moment that we're in right now. So Yoda asks the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi, will he finish what he begins? To which Luke cuts in and says, I won't fail you, I'm not afraid. Yoda's ominous response, you will be, you will be. Which is exactly where Peter and his disciples find themselves while in their fishing boat in the middle of the storm, terrified and tossed about by the waves. When Jesus begins to walk on the water, they say it's a ghost, and then they cry out in fear. Then immediately Jesus says to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The disciples have the truth itself with them, and they still struggled. Heroes struggle. If they didn't struggle, they would never overcome. And if they never overcame, they would never triumph, and they could never be called Christians. Another one of my favorite heroes, and I know also Father Brent's, that struggled with fear and the truth was Rocky Balboa, the Italian stallion himself. So in Rocky III, Rocky has lost his manager, his coach, and his friend Mickey, and he's facing a formidable foe, none other than Mr. T, a.k.a. Clubber Lang. Those of you that are married might identify with the following scene between Rocky and his wife, Adrian. Adrian says, why don't you tell me the truth? To which Rocky responds, what are you putting me through, Adrian? You want to know the truth? The truth is, I don't want to lose what I've got. In the beginning, I didn't care what happened to me. I'd go in the ring, I'd get busted up, I didn't care. But now there's you, there's the kid. I don't want to lose what I've got. Then Adrian responds, what do we have that can't be replaced? What? A house, we've got cars, we've got money. We got everything but the truth. What's the truth? Then Rocky finally responds, I'm afraid, all right? You want to hear me say it? You want to break me down, all right? I'm afraid. For the first time in my life, I'm afraid. Adrian says, I'm afraid too. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. Rocky responds, there is, for me there is. Pretty common male response if you ask me. And then Adrian says, why? You're human, aren't you? Then Rocky asks the question, and if I lose? To which Adrian replies, then you lose. But at least you lose with no excuses, no fear. And I know you can live with that. And then Rocky says, how did you get so tough? And she responds, I live with a fighter. Rocky says, I really love you. I love you. After that fight, after admitting that he's afraid, Rocky tells Adrian he loves her. This is the kind of vulnerability that allows us to acknowledge that God is God. St. John says in one of his letters, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Perfect love drives out fear. And for a moment, St. Peter walks on water and experiences perfection like Jesus. But even when he falls, in his simple cry of desperation, he says, Lord, save me. In those remarkably simple words, he affirms two important things: that Jesus is Lord, and that he needs to be saved. Perhaps Mr. Miyagi said it best in the classic 80s film, The Karate Kid, when his student Danielson admits that he's afraid during the final fight at the All Valley Championship, when he said, Danielson, it's okay to lose to opponent, must not lose to fear. we talked a lot about fear, about storms, turmoil, and difficulty. But what did we learn from our first reading about Elijah? Elijah needed to come out of the rock shelter that he was in, just like Peter needed to step out of the boat. But remember, the Lord wasn't in the strong wind that crushed the rocks. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. The Lord wasn't in the fire. The Lord was not in the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was the eye of the storm itself, the utter calm and peace at the center. The Lord was in a tiny whispering sound. The only way to experience the love that drives out all fear is to quiet down the noisiest parts of our lives and offer conversation and time in God to God with prayer. It's in this time offered to the Lord in the sacraments like the Eucharist and confession that his love can drive out the fear in our lives. As Yoda said, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. But more importantly, St. John the Apostle says, we love because he first loved us. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command, anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.